Hello boys and girls, how are you doing? Happy new month. This is the 11th month in the month in the year 2022. Wow, it's one more month to go and this is November special 3.0. Whenever I remember how this series started in the first place, I'm always amazed. I won't say surprised. It gives me that feeling that wow, everything that happens on this podcast is intentional, because I genuinely did not plan it in 2020 when the podcast was still barely months old to make this a serious series. I did not know how I was going to do it then, but we are here. We are here, honestly, and it's been an amazing time all this while. The podcast is 2 years and 5 months. Yeah, got 2 years and 5 months. And yeah, on this series, on this edition of the November special, I would be starting out for the first week. I think I have always started out on the first week. Then, you would know how it goes from subsequent weeks. So this week I'll be talking about well-being, our well-being as humans, our well-being as individuals, what makes us well as human beings. I really don't know why I decided to crack that joke, but I did, and it's out there already, so deal with it. I'll be starting off this well-being series today. Yes, I wanted to do like a welcome thing today, but like, why waste one episode doing welcome? You can just do the welcome and get right into the series. Yeah, so it's the 11th month of the year, and a lot of things have happened in 2022. A lot of highs and lows, a lot of ups and downs, a lot of times where you are excited, you are happy, and other times when you are sad, you shed tears that nobody even knows about. Times where you feel so full of energy, and other times where you are drained, and you're like, can all of this just end? Can I rest? Can I actually rest from the whole, you know, stress, hustle and bustle of life? So because we want to do a lot of stuff with our lives, because we want to not live a boring life, a life that is without substance, a life that is without so much activity, we want to do everything so that at the end of the month we can do a November dump, a December dump, an end of the year dump, so that people say, ah, okay, this person actually has stuff going on in his or her life. We most of the time stretch ourselves to our limits, that even before we are able to achieve certain things, we are already drained, we are already exhausted. So, Daniel, I want to be able to do stuff with my life, and I also do not want to feel drained. What do I do? First things first, itemize the things that you want to do. Write them down. Say, okay, for the month of November, I want to do 30 episodes all through the month. How do I do that? Okay, I'm going to create time in a day. I can say, I'm going to record 3 episodes every day. And in 10 days, I'm done with that. And I can go about doing other stuff. Secondly, what you can do is prioritize. Now, you can itemize a number of things that you want to do in a particular month. But because all of them do not have the same level of importance, you would not do one before another. That's what prioritizing does for you. If you do not prioritize, you may do the less significant before the significant, and because you have done the less significant, you may not have enough energy to focus on the more significant stuff. So itemize what you want to do, prioritize what you want to do. It would help you conserve energy, it will help you stay fresh, it will help you stay full, and you realize that okay, you have actually done a lot, but then you are not drained. You have done so much, you have been able to tick off a number of things on the to-do list for the month, but you are still feeling full of energy. You are still feeling as if you have barely done anything. These two steps, these are not all the steps, but these are what I bring to you today. Itemize what you want to do. Prioritize those things. I say, okay, this one, most important, very important, important, least important. Okay, you know, for this one, if I do not do it, nothing is going to spoil. The world will not end. For this other one, I definitely have to do it. That would help you. That would go a long, long, long way in making you feel full of energy and less drained. I really hope this made sense to you. If you know anyone who would also want to listen to this, please be sure to show them how you got here. Until you hear from me again, beautiful people, tomorrow, ciao.